Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It's a minute before 10 o'clock. And coming up on the Boo at 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Intersections Radio, Renee Denfeld talks about her book, The Child Finder, as well as her work on behalf of sex trafficking victims and people who have been wrongly imprisoned. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Galavan presents the second half of his special on TBA-17, featuring interviews with Aaron Boberg and Roya Amir Soleimani. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. And now it is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. And as we just cannot help but mention, the tires are on fire and the brakes are shot. This is your community radio, KBOO Portland, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio. All that coming to you at 90.7 FM. On the air, kboo.fm, everywhere, because of you, the members who support this programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 50 years and counting. We've got some weather for today, quite a lot of climate for tomorrow. Today, sunny skies. Oh, what lovely weather we're having. It's such a nice sunny day, isn't it? Okay, with highs around 81 and light winds tonight, increasing clouds and low around 56. Tomorrow dawns partly sunny, highs around 74. And for tomorrow evening, mostly overcast skies and a low around 55. It's getting a bit brisk at night, not brisk enough. What is brisk is the rate of change, which I don't think anyone was expecting. I don't think the scientific community probably would tell you that they've been screaming from the rooftops for a long time now about this. And the Native American community also will tell you that they have made absolutely no bones about it, that the conquering armies have pretty much conquered themselves. They set about wiping out indigenous peoples, not just in North America, but of course the Southern Hemisphere, especially the Southern Hemisphere, got hit hard with Hurricane Empire, and we're recovering from that. First Nations has never ever hesitated to tell the white tide that things were not going to be as easy as they thought, and the white tide, as is its wont, won't listen. And here we are now, up to our whatnots and climate. We've got climate. We've got too bad. Isn't it too bad for them that they can't package this and sell it, right? We could be listed at climate, listed on Wall Street, so people could bet on it 24 hours a day. Some guy in Singapore, it could bring the whole works down with one terrible decision. And someone in New York is currently bringing the whole thing down with decades of terrible decisions. We're going to be speaking today with Frankie Arona with the Society of Native Nations. He's the executive director of the Society of Native Nations. There was an action recently. There have been a number of actions, unbeknownst to many people, because the mainstream media didn't cover it, despite the fact that it should be headlines. But they didn't get around to that because they were too busy covering Hurricane Empire, wherever it blows, and too busy covering, of course, North Korea, which is having none of this empire business. They're not interested in it. And they're saying, we'll nuke you if you don't believe us. That's a simple interpretation of Kim Jong-un's actions. And of course, you don't need me to tell you because our president is more than happy to tell us all that he and Kim have reached an understanding. Well, we could go on about the different species of empire, but let's just kick this straight over to Frankie Arona to talk about the actions and why it is so important to keep this front and center and keep pounding away at it, because eventually mainstream media will be rendered speechless by the actions of its proponents, of its supporters, and then the only news left will be the actual stark reality standing in front of us. So on that note, Frankie, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, reading the Indigenous Environmental Network and other sources from the First Nations side of things led me to follow closely the actions taking place. A lot of it naturally in Texas and Dallas because that's where the headquarters are, and that's why we want to talk to people who have been following the Dakota Access Pipeline's sordid history, and Energy Transfer Partners, of course, is the target in this case. So the action at the headquarters, there have been others, and I want to ask you about those also, but this most recent one at the headquarters in Dallas, why you're continuing, a consortium of groups are continuing to put pressure on Energy Transfer Partners. What's been the response?
Yeah, so I mean, we decided to have this action because we were a part of the ETP's Stop ETP national campaign, which was going to be on the 9th, on the Saturday. But we decided here in Texas to have ours on the 8th, kind of kickstart it, because of the headquarters being here in Dallas, Texas. Now, Kelsey Warren's headquarters there in Dallas, Texas is also only about a mile away from his house. So our action was to meet up there, rally there at the headquarters, and then march to his house. And the reason for the way the rally went and the way it was planned is we had, many people flying and driving to this action because it was the headquarters of Energy Transfer Partners, what we call the head of the snake. And so are many other fossil fuel industry company executives and corporate headquarters home to. So we had, you know, people come down, you know, Sherry from Bow, Louisiana, came down, flew in. We had Elise from Camp White Pine out in Pennsylvania come down, and we had Matthew Brook from Michigan from the ET, the Rover Pipeline. We had our relatives from up in North Dakota drive all the way down from North Dakota, and people from all over the, you know, all over the state here in Texas, from, you know, our pipelines that we've been fighting here, that was the Trans-Pecos Pipeline, and, you know, surrounding states and communities that all came down. The pipelines from up in Oklahoma, those people came down and represented, you know, their pipelines. And so it was like a coalition, a collective of all these different beautiful people fighting at the front lines of all these different pipelines, coming together at the headquarters of Energy Transfer Partners to, you know, to express ourselves and to be heard and to let them know and let Energy Transfers, Transfer Partners know that, you know, even though Kelsey Warren put out a statement saying, you know, I'm not afraid of you, somebody needs to stand up to you, and that we are eco terrorists, you know. And so, you know, we were there to say, you know what, we're not afraid of you. We haven't been. We've been doing this, and we're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to hold you accountable and hold all fossil fuel industry companies accountable, because the time is now. The change needs to happen now. If we, you know, if nothing happens and our kids have to, you know, pick up that movement for us, by then it might be too late. So, yeah, we, you know, it's about change needing to happen now. They need to move, you know, add more renewable energy and green energy portfolios to their portfolio and move away from, you know, the dependency on fossil fuel industries, and move away from what they try to force society to become dependent on. You know, we're in a time and age where we don't have to be dependent on it anymore. We have the technology, we have the resources to move away from that, you know, pulling debt out of the ground to fuel our energy needs, you know, throughout the world, not just here in the U.S. So there is, you know, a lot that was, you know, that was going on and a lot that was being said, but it was good to see all the different communities coming together. And we did get some people that, you know, on the internet and everywhere else, you know, the reason why we didn't get as many people as we might have hoped and prayed for, or that we've gotten before in our previous actions there at the headquarters, which we've done 6 or 7 actions there at the headquarters throughout this last year. And we also had a camp, Two Rivers Camp, out in West Texas, where we had over 12 people get arrested for direct action and get charged with felony charges for criminal mischief and criminal trespass. So, I mean, you know, all that happening, you know, there and us coming together, you know, was all, you know, a collective of us saying, you know, enough is enough. And it's not just that. It's just now it's gotten to the point where it's like, you need to make changes now. And, you know, however you choose to try to use scare tactics against us, you know, we're not going to let down. You know, we're not going to stop. You know, we need to hold them accountable. We need to start prioritizing, you know, our, you know, the importance of what it means to protect and preserve our Mother Earth and those, you know, those things that the Earth gives us. You know, this land, the sacred lands, the water, the air, you know, all these things that are sacred that we take for granted sometimes, and what's being polluted. And, you know, people chose to say, well, you know, you're gathering there and we didn't get as much media because of everything that's happening, which is, we understand, you know, and, you know, the Harvey, the storm and the new storms coming in. And people were like, you know, how come you guys are not down there helping more? Well, there was a lot of people that did that were up in Harvey, up in Houston, Texas, that came down for this rally because they knew the importance of it. You know, people need to remember that, you know, it's all connected, it's all related, you know. And we believe that, you know, continuing to move against these fossil fuel industries and these companies like Kelsey Warren's Energy Transfer Partners is like the root of the problem, the root of the issue. If we talk about climate change and their contribution to climate change and the destruction of Mother Earth, that's how it's related. You know, they, you know, you look at these storms and these, the climate changes that are happening and the different things and destructions that are happening, you know, because of climate change, you know, it's all connected to what we're using and what we're consuming and how we're polluting and leaving a footprint, you know, in this, in this world, in this, you know, on Earth. And I think that if people can truly try to see that picture and understand that, then I think, you know, we should all try to, you know, help in every aspect when it comes to the beginning of what's causing the root of the problem to the end of the, you know, the destruction when it happens. You know, for me, I believe that the more preventative we can do to prevent future, you know, catastrophes and events from happening by reducing the footprint, by reducing, you know, the dependence on fossil fuel, I think that's where it's at, you know. And I really pray that everyone starts to really understand that and support the front line and support those that are at the front line fighting for a change, you know, in not just policy, but, you know, in our minds, in our mindsets, and our way of thinking throughout this world.
Frankie, thank you so much for that. We are really delighted that you could be with us today. No one has said it more clearly and more strongly than your voice today, especially as you've really at the eye of the storm. And yep. I mean, if mainstream media misses this, then it's certainly an indicator of how empty and false that sort of news reporting is. And it's so important to go to the sources. First Nations knows exactly on the ground what this is all about. Thanks again. My guest has been Frankie Orono with the Society for Native Nations, the Executive Director. And this has been a Cascadia for Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Judy Feistel engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Judy. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your